And we're joined now in the studio on this day of glorious celebration by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. How are you?
Well, Aaron, thank you for having me today. I am going to declare that today is a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Absolutely. You would have said that anyway,
Absolutely.
Though. Yes. Oh, my God. What a great game.
Sweet today.
Yes. Where did you, what did you, what was your watching plan? What did you do? Where were you?
Yep. I was at home.
Okay.
It's the best place for me to be, not out in civilized society.
Yeah.
There was pacing, tears, screaming.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And so that's why I was watching it at home.
That makes sense. Yeah. I was confident early, even when Gonzaga was going up 7. Like I was watching it, thinking, man, we're actually. I really thought that we were outplaying Gonzaga the whole time. And just missing shots and being nervous and taking the wrong. But really, defensively, in terms of matchups, even when Gonzaga was up, I'm like, if we just settle down, we got this. And eventually they did, and we did.
Yeah.
I was at Paul Connell's house, so thanks, Paul, for inviting me over. At the 12-minute mark of the second half, I didn't walk. I went from Paul's house back to University Place, watched the end of the game at Silver Spot, got to hug a stranger, so that was fun, and then walked up the hill at midnight to Franklin Street to see the huge bonfire and the guy climbing to the top of the light pole.
Yep.
I'm not 100% sure how he got down. I didn't stick around for that.
That was fun.
So bananas. Yeah. So last year, we were talking about this. Last year at this time, you were on the air and we were in lamentation mode and we were consoling ourselves by playing the call of Marcus Page's shot over and over and over again. We don't have to do that. What we can do instead is play Jones Angel's shot, which sounds like this.
French front court to Matthews, pump fake for three. Too strong on the shot. That's it. Make room for 2017. The Tar Heels are the national dadgum champions.
Dadgum champions.
I can't guarantee it, but I have a feeling that's probably on a t-shirt already.
Oh,
on
yeah,
Franklin
big
Street.
Time. There's got to be. Well, Victor Lewis here was saying, I want that shirt
there's
right now.
Yeah.
That's got to be the phrase. The only thing that the only downside of all of this is that we're going to be hearing the ceiling is the roof forever now, which I've always hated ever since the first time he said it. But National Dadgum Champions, I will get behind that phrase.
That is a good one. Absolutely.
I will get behind that. Okay, so what does this mean for Chapel Hill?
Yeah. So I've been saying a lot in the last few weeks that victories are good for business, and that is an understatement. The national championship win, every time the Heels progress in the tournament, right? There's an impact on downtown, and it grows. And with the national championship, it's not just the game last night and today, because if you've been downtown right now, it is a beautiful bananas.
Can we get that on a shirt as well?
Hashtag
beautiful bananas. Love it.
The economic impact for the businesses and for downtown and for the community is spread out over the next several months.
Yeah.
I mean, even to the point where the university sees an uptick in people applying to come to Carolina, right?
Yep.
There's going to be an increase in people that want to come to the sports camps this summer, which also has an economic impact on downtown. But right now, the businesses, this is fantastic for downtown.
Yeah.
And the community in general, right? We needed a win in more ways than just a basketball national championship.
Yeah.
We needed a win.
Absolutely. And just the impact of sports on just the reputation of a university, actually makes a huge difference. Because, I mean, you think about if you're 5 or 6 years old and you're growing up, you don't necessarily know about the reputation academically of a Duke or a UNC or Notre Dame or a Stanford or a UCLA, all of which are fantastic schools. Cal, you hear about them through sports first.
That's absolutely right.
And that's where you develop your loyalties. That's where you start to find it. That's where
identities,
it begins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, financially, can we even begin to measure this?
I don't have numbers for you now, but it is absolutely something that we will look into in measuring and talking to the businesses and asking for their sales data. And anecdotal as well as, you know, quantitative. So find out exactly where we can see how those numbers go. Like I said, as they progress through through the tournament, you know, there's a large impact, but the win means for months. It'll increase tourism. People will want to be here this summer. Everyone wants to get the national championship gear in the year, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So they want to wear it now. And so when Carolina wins again in the future, they'll wear their shirt from,
yep,
you know how
yep.
many like 93s and I
oh,
saw
yeah,
2009
absolutely.
Everywhere. And so, so it'll have an impact for a while. And, you know, I talk about this often. People love the phrase that people love to bemoan is downtown is just t-shirt shops.
Right.
Well, it is not. We only have four, but they are economic engines for
yeah.
our downtown.
Yeah.
They are, right now, are the reason that downtown is that beautiful bananas. People are going downtown to get that gear, and they will continue to do it.
And then
it.
They're stopping and having lunch somewhere.
And they're stopping and having lunch
yep.
and drinks and dinner, and they're coming back this weekend when family comes into town. They're coming back this summer, you know, when people are here. And so it is a great thing for downtown.
Yeah. And especially, I mean, the t-shirt sales are going to be through the roof today or through the ceiling, I guess, as it were. You and I were thinking along the same lines. Yeah, God, I can't get that phrase out of my head. Beautiful bananas. I'm going with that
beautiful
forever.
Bananas.
But yeah, like I was holding off on buying. I was seeing people around wearing like 2017 ACC Championship, 2017
yeah.
Final Four. Like, no, wait.
Thank you.
Get the shirt at the farthest that we go.
Uh-huh.
So if we, you know, lose to Gonzaga, great. Then go buy a Final Four
That's
shirt.
Exactly
yeah,
how I
don't
feel.
Understand that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but now we can get the championship
That's
shirts.
Right.
I'm wearing my Orange County Living Wage shirt today because I don't have one of the championship shirts yet, but later today.
There you go.
Because right around the corner here, we've got a t-shirt shop at University Place.
Yep.
So they're everywhere.
That was great.
Cool.
And then to the DTH edition today.
Oh, yeah. The Redemption.
The Redemption. So you can get one free copy if you go down to their office right now on East Rosemary Street. You can purchase, I think, up to five.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I did. We were there early in the morning. The line was going, but it's moving
doubt.
Quickly.
Yep.
And it's totally worth it to have a copy of it.
Really cool.
Which is a beautiful thing, too, print journalism, right? Everyone wants that physical newspaper today. That's what they want. It's just a great time to just be downtown.
Very cool. So, speaking with Meg McGurk again, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and I can't even remember if I introduced you at the beginning of all of this. I don't even know. We're just
matter.
So excited about Carolina winning. And you know what? Forget it. Let's play that again.
French front court to Matthews. Pump fake for three. Too strong on the shot. That's it. Make room for 2017. The Tar Heels are the national dadgum champions.
I'm just excited for Jones that he got to call a championship because he came so close last year. And you, I will have to play this also on the air today, but his call of the steal and the block and the dunk right before, maybe it was Hicks's shot, one of those that gave Carolina the lead in the last minute. Like, his voice started to crack because he was just so excited. And it's like, this is it. We're going to do it. We just have to hang on. And they did. And it was awesome.
That's
loved it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. So again, speaking to Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, economic impact of the national championship, which is immeasurable, but huge and will linger and ramifications and repercussions and ripple effects for months and months and months in a whole bunch of different ways. How about HB2 repeal? Let's talk about that. Do we know? Because, I mean, in terms of tourists coming back, obviously there's still controversy.
Yep.
People don't like HB 142, but NCAA announcing today that they're going to be at least reluctantly, and it was a great statement from the NCAA, very clearly, we don't like this, but okay, you're back from being the absolute worst state to tied with Tennessee, so it's either we bring stuff back to North Carolina or we bite the bullet and pull events from Memphis, which I think they should do, but that would be huge for the NCAA. So they're bringing stuff back, the ACC, people are coming back, so.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah,
National Championship is good for us economically in one way, and it probably helped with that NCAA decision, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yet we still have, you know, a repeal.
Our,
I'm doing air
quote
quotes.
On, yeah, def, big air quotes
that,
on that bill.
And the,
yeah.
And the economic impact, the tragic economic impact of HB2, we will still be feeling for decades. We can't undo that now, you know, and even this repeal may have gotten us some sports activity back, but it is still having an impact in our community.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we've still got that reputation. Like, we're now the anti-LGBT state, and
That's
that
right.
reputation is not going to go away.
That's right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But still, still a great day to be a Tar Heel. Let's and gotta get a wrap up with that national dadgum champions. I will take that any That's day. Right. And it's the one thing, and Deb Stroman will drive this point home over and over and over again when we talk to her, that sports has this huge impact mm-hmm. on society in a whole yeah. bunch of different ways. What was it that drove the HB2 debate? It wasn't Credit Suisse and Bank of America. It was the NBA and the NCAA
right.
and the ACC. What is it that brings Democrats and Republicans together around the table, even while we're fighting over House Bill to UNC making the Final Four in the national championship game, and I'm sitting there in Silver Spot with 25 total strangers. I don't know who they voted for. It could have been 25 Trump supporters, That's but right. whatever. We're all rooting for the same team now,
yeah.
which actually does have a positive impact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful banana statement. That was fantastic. It's true. And we are a college town.
Yep.
And we do, you know, live and die by the college calendar mm-hmm. and the sports calendar. You don't book meetings in the end of March. You don't still to this
yeah.
day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And certainly it has a way to bring us together. And it shows that, you know, people come here just now because of the national championship to be downtown, to experience it, to be on Franklin Street. And it doesn't matter who they voted for, where they're coming from. It's all about feeling the togetherness of that win.
Yeah, and you said that we don't book meetings until for the end of March. It reminded me that I was looking through. We do, you know, we get a whole bunch of press releases and announcements about events that are coming up, and we try to, you know, write up little blurbs, and we've got them all on index cards uh-huh. so we can mention them on the air and say, you know, this community icon is happening here and
yeah.
this event, and Chapel Hill Library is hosting this author and whatever. This stack right here has like 15 different things on it. This is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of this weekend.
That's it.
Because, all right, national championship is over.
It's
we
over.
Can schedule all of these events. So it's this thing on campus and this other thing on campus, and live and local music and
That's
art
right.
series begins the Friday after the NCAA tournament, and this egg hunt and that egg hunt and this other egg hunt and the spring football game.
Yeah.
And the NC Botanical Garden is doing a thing. And, like, all of this is the week after because we can't plan anything until we know we're out.
Yep.
Which we are now with the national championship.
National Dadgum yeah. Championship.
Oh, love it. All right. Anything else going on downtown that people want to know about? Or?
I can't talk about anything else right now.
Okay, good.
Let's just continue to talk about it.
All right. Let's play it one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Front court to Matthews. Pump fake for three. Too strong on the shot. That's it. Make room for 2017. The Tar Heels are the national dadgum champions.
That will never get old. I'm going to play that with the call of Luke May's shot at the end of the Kentucky game and just do that. You know, I could just leave at 6 o'clock today. Actually, we've got your health coming up at 6:15. So from 6:06 to 6:15, I could just loop those two calls
yep.
over and over again, and I think everyone would be perfectly
there
happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the Tar Heels will be back. The team will be at the Dean Dome today at
6:30. Yep.
Open to the public. Get there. The information is at GoHeels.com, all about parking and how to get in, and go be there and welcome the team back.
Doors open at 5, so if you want to be at the Smith Center, go there. They've got parking in the lots. If you want to park at the Friday Center and take a shuttle over, they'll have free shuttles running from the Friday Center if you want to avoid what will probably be some decent traffic right around the Dean Dome, because
yes.
a lot of people are going to be there for that. It's going to be exciting at 6:30 tonight.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.